My name is Panache.
Yes.
Obviously. This.
Hey guys, my name is Angel J, and I am a Christian artist who's also a young adult, making young adult content for those who are interested in learning about God, the faith, and how He can help us in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I'm used to people like clapping.
Yay!
Cool. Come on, Joe, give it to us, man.
I don't know why I'm nervous. I feel like I'm being interviewed.
You really are, man.
Okay, hello everyone, my name is Joe. I'm from Jordan. I came here to study management engineering at the University of Waterloo. And I've been a Christian my whole life, but I've been saved again May 2022. And I found Base Church. I found these wonderful, lovely people. And we're just walking with God right now.
That's right.
See what's next.
Wow, that's perfect, man. That's good. All right, last but not least. Come on, Suki.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, everyone. I'm Suki. Okay. I'm a younger adult. I also study university. And recently I got baptized. I'm from China. I don't know God until I was 8, and I was saved, 2 weeks ago, actually.
Look at that.
Let's go.
Now I'm in the journey to, grow my faith with the community. And, yeah.
Look at that, man. Talk about...
Let's go.
Talk about being relatable, man. You got baptized a couple weeks ago, bro. That's crazy, man. That's congratulations.
We're
going to be talking about sin, obviously. That is, one fundamental principle about being a Christian is being educated on what sin is and how to either flee from it, which we all know you have to flee from certain sins like lust, but also sins you should be aware of to not only educate others but completely within itself understand it, right? From my own understanding, sin is it's the absence of God. Sin was created because God decided not to be in that specific area. Hell is the embodiment of sin because God is not in it. And everything else that's corrupted is because people misuse the presence of God. So I would say sin is the absence and the misuse of the presence of God, or the abuse of the presence of God. What do you think sin is? In your own words, what would you say sin is?
Definitely, I think sin is... you're doing something that's the foundation of it is wickedness, or it will create some sort of negative effect in your life or somebody else's life. And something pretty interesting, I feel like a lot of people may think that sin is solely about maybe lust or pride, but I feel like sometimes we may forget things like gossip or slander or just not wishing other people well is also very sinful too. It's some little details too, but I would say that's my idea of sin.
Nice. Wow, that's good.
Wow. You want to go next, Suki?
Yeah, I can go next. That's a really big word, sin. It's hard to condense in just one definition, in one sentence, because there's so much to talk about in sin, what Angel talked about, other than lust, temptations, all those things, the ideas that transform into those actions that are not pleasant God.
That's right.
And I found it's a big word to talk about. And if I have to give a one sentence definition, it would be whatever action that are not please God, are not done with God's glory.
Wow, that's good. For sure. Joe, tell us, man.
For me, bro, I'm still nervous. We forgot to pray. Can we pray?
Yes.
Actually,
we have to pray.
Let's pray.
This is the most relatable thing ever.
I'm trying to listen. It's some things in my heart. I'm not feeling good. Something's off. Something's off. I don't know what it is.
That's good, actually.
But the good thing is that it's
safe blanket. You can
safe blanket.
Okay, let's pray. Joe, kick us off, man. Since you remember, you pray for us.
Bro, I don't know. I feel like something's... okay, let's pray. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. There's gum in my mouth, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll try to do it in the most serious way. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you've gathered us here today to kick off Panache's podcast. Mm-hmm. Lord, give us just a fresh perspective and a fresh mind. Mm-hmm. Let us listen well to each other and kind of talk about what are the things that relate to us and relate to the people around us, mm-hmm. as young adults. Mm-hmm. Lord, I rebuke any sense of anxiety, any sense of evil spirit that's trying to hinder this conversation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We only want to bring the truth in this conversation. We don't want any lies. We don't want anything that's going to, you know, disrupt the flow and the energy that's going on in this conversation. The only purpose of this conversation is for people to kind of relate to what's happening here and what you are doing in Canada. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I rebuke any sense of anxiety, any sense of, you know, that if anyone's not feeling as confident, give us the confidence, Lord. We ask for your Holy Spirit to give us the confidence to speak to each other and to speak your word, which is the truth.
That's right.
And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that's good.
Wow. Okay. Now I feel comfortable.
Good. I feel like a weight lifted off of me, bro. I'm
telling you, bro. When you say the name of Jesus,
yes,
the demons flee.
Yes.
They flee. They don't last, bro. That's
they don't last.
Wow. That's so good.
Yeah, that's beautiful. But tell us, what do you think sin is?
What do I think sin is? That's a big question, man. But I think sin is like, mm-hmm. I mean, according to the Bible, like sin is like basically not obeying mm-hmm. like God's word.
Yeah.
Or you just kind of like you want to do things your own way mm-hmm. and you think that you know what's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But sin is like, oh, I know what's happening. I know what's good for me and I'm going to do it anyway.
That's right.
Like, you know, and most of the times in the Bible, it says like sin, when the word sin comes up, it's not like you sinned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, especially in the Old Testament, it's like they sinned against me. It's like there's always against mm-hmm. word after mm-hmm. sin, like, oh, sinned against God, against him. So it's like kind of like they have, God gave them a command and they didn't want to do it, or they didn't want to,
like, sin is like an action and a reaction. Like,
yeah,
it's like it's in like an opposing act.
It's like an opposing act, like, oh, somebody told you to, like, let's say, don't lie, or like to do something, or commanded you to go somewhere, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm rebelling against, and I want to listen to my own. I think I know what I need, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to listen to my creator.
Wow. I like that. Because now you got me thinking, because, like, for me, like, to better understand what sin was, like, I always classify sin into like three different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sin of the body,
mm-hmm.
right? To yourself, sin against others.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all these things, and the last one would be sin against God, mm-hmm. and all these things are action cause things, bro. I feel like sin is a very practical thing.
It's an action, yeah.
Wow. And like sin in its embodiment is like the absence of God, because God does not adhere to what sin is. Like, if you sin against God, which I believe, I don't think we're sinners through Christ who delivered us, but we sin against God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a very interesting topic. Like, I want to gauge what you guys think about that. Like, what would you say, you're a sinner as a person? Because, like, we are made of flesh. Like, what would you say about that?
I actually like to elaborate on that. It's just mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. other than like action and reactions, like mm-hmm. the consequences caused by his action.
Mm.
Like, before actions, there's so much, like, going on, like, actually, like, drawing out, like,
mm-hmm.
to, like, your words, your thoughts, like, there's, like, spiritual warfare, like, so much going on, like, even before, like, the action even happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, like, it's,
you know,
it's a lot, like, before, like,
yeah.
you know, like, including,
it's like,
as a part of, like, sin, like, even a sinful thought, like,
yeah.
okay, like, the temptation is, like, the wanting, the desire to, like, gossip, like,
mm-hmm.
Like, those are, yeah, mm-hmm. exactly, precautions, like, and.
Wow. So, like, just to get it right, like, because we have God in his fullness, is love, right? And sin is in its fullness, like it has that as well. Like it has cause, action, and consequence. It has its own fullness of its deceit that it is, right? And I like that because when we say we sinned against God, sometimes it's just one thing, specific thing we did, but there's a whole clause to what it is. Like, for you to lust against the person, you might have had to see that person. You might have to be at a place that caused you to be that.
It's basically like before you actually sinned, there was like a back, like there was like there's something leading up to it.
What's your
it's
heart?
It's not just like, oh, I'm like, I'm there walking the street and suddenly I just like killed someone.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. What does the scripture say? Like what does the scripture say?
So, scripture. I'll tell you what, exactly. So, in James 1, this is James 1. Mm-hmm. 13 to 15. Mm-hmm. It says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me.
Okay.
For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. So, I think here we introduce two new concepts, which is one of them we already know, which is death.
Right.
And I think everyone knows what death is, regardless of whether you're a Christian or not a non-Christian or whatever you believe in.
That's right.
But then another thing is temptation. Mm-hmm. So that's I think that's like what becomes before you actually commit the sin. Mm-hmm. And it's when like you fall into that temptation, like when you have that desire and be like, oh, I want to fulfill that desire. Mm-hmm. And you fall into that temptation and that's when it gives birth to sin.
Wow,
it's weird. It's like it's interesting how they do it as an analogy. Like then after desire has conceived, it's like a mother conceiving,
right? Mm-hmm. It's like a whole birth.
It gives birth to sin. Or you just like
it's like taking into natural ways of thinking. Like sin is something that is natural in its form, where it like you might think it's a normal thing when you go about it every day.
Yeah,
like just like how God is natural within our hearts. Like he was a man at some point, fully God and fully man.
Yeah,
he was natural. He was conceived, right? You think sin is like it's the same thing too within its fullness. It's like it's a natural, like enemy to us.
Yes,
like I love James for like clarifying.
Yeah,
that. What's your thoughts, you guys, on like
I love that. Like I love that. Like it's it's like you know how like. Like, God made all the orders in seven days. He made the whole world. And the human nature is, like, it's sinful nature. It's it's bringing into the chaos, into the order. So, like, sin is, like, a chaos. And it's, we're all sinners. We're, like, we all, like, desire, like, to sing. But, like, that's the beauty of God. Because, like, he's giving us that, like free will, like to to choose, like either sin or like choose him to not to sin. And I remember when I was like reading Psalm, I think Psalm 1, so the other day I was reading Psalm 1.
No, we did it at team night.
Yes, we did. We did, So Psalm 1:3 is your like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they're prospering all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be commended at the time of judgment. And sinner will have no place among the godly. Like, you know how like when you bear your fruit like in God, like everything gonna prosper, like he gonna provide like all the resources only for fertile you, like all those thoughts, like all your heart's desire and your hunger for God, it's it's all gonna like conceive,
right?
And similarly like what you talked about, like how like if you put your thought in darkness, like over time it's just gonna soak there and it's just gonna become a norm.
That's right.
And where you put your thought in fertile, like to welcome sin, to entertain sin, and it will be a part of you.
Yeah, and it's more of like you're entertaining the desire.
The desire of it.
And the desire, once you give into it,
exactly,
it becomes sin.
And the desire, like where the thought comes from, like
it's where the thought comes from,
the chaos, like it will eventually direct that like to an action.
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
it's a whole process, isn't it? What's your mm-hmm. thoughts, Angel?
Definitely, like when you were talking about mm-hmm. it being like a natural part of us as humans, mm-hmm. and you also asked us like, would we consider ourselves sinners? Mm-hmm. And like when I think of like a sinner, I think of like that being like an adjective to describe who I am. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call myself a sinner, mm-hmm. but because I am built with the flesh, right. I would say that I am.
I'm
vulnerable to yeah, like
susceptible
to falling into sin.
Yeah.
And it's probably not something I can totally avoid, which is why mm-hmm. we need that salvation. But definitely in like Galatians 5, mm-hmm. it talks about this in Galatians 5:19, the acts of the flesh. Well, first in 18, it says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And mm-hmm. in 19, it says, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where yeah. he'll break down the flesh and how we fall into sin because we're made of flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, mm-hmm. dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness. So it's like this, that's like kind of what I meant in the beginning, where like these are all like part of sin. You know, and it's just little things like that, like being somebody who goes, you may not think that when you're in the church and mm-hmm. you go and you run from one group to another group mm-hmm. to stir up some sort of drama or mm-hmm. controversy, mm-hmm. you may not think that's a sin because it's not pride, it's not lust, it's not gluttony or wrath, but that is, has the intentions of wickedness and mm-hmm. causing discord exactly. is also a sin, so there are a lot of other sins. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, doing that way, like putting it that way, it just seems like we have like, I think we were talking about this yesterday in mm-hmm. the car, like we have way more sin mm-hmm. that we actually like
realize
like, even have today.
Awareness of.
Right. I was reading, by the way, mm-hmm. this is like the fourth scripture that we've mentioned, so keep up.
Yeah, have your Bible right now with
you. Have your Bible.
Right now with you. If you don't have your Bible with you, this message is going to go through here, the right ear, out the left.
Out the left and into the track. No, no, no. It's God's word, okay?
It's going to linger.
But in Psalm 19,
mm-hmm. I love Psalm.
It says, okay, so it says, here he's talking about the decrees and the commands of the Lord from verse 7 onwards. The first 6 verses, he's talking about how great God is. Mm-hmm. And then, after he talked about how great God is, he's talking about how great his commandments are. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing mm-hmm. the soul. The mm-hmm. statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. And he goes on. Mm-hmm. And then he says, they are more precious than gold, mm-hmm. than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey. Than honey from the honeycomb. So he's talking about his laws, his decrees, the commands. Mm-hmm. And then here he says, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. And he says, but who can discern their own errors? Mm-hmm. Forgive my hidden faults. Like, who can know their own errors? Mm-hmm. Like, he's saying, forgive even the faults that are hidden, that I don't even know what
right.
they are.
Right.
And it's like, when you think about that, like, I was thinking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, like, you can't even know.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. It's like, who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. Mm-hmm. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. So, it's just like, who can ever do that?
Dude, that internalized a lot of things in me, bro. Because I'm not perfect, bro. None of us here are perfect, man. We are made perfect by Christ. Mm-hmm. But before him, bro, like, we are just like, we nothing. Are not perfect, man. We're essentially shells with nothing but like dirt and everything else that comes with dirt. And dude, like, thinking right now, like, I have like struggled with so many sins. To this day, I still struggle with so many sins, man. And one of it, like, being, like lust, bro. Like, I struggled with lust. And, like, it's not to say, like, I'm out of it. Because then, like, choosing God is a constant. Like, you have to do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Christian is a constant decision you make.
Constant decision you make every day.
Just like how God gives us free will to make a choice every single second, it's the same thing. You choose Him every single second. And
exactly.
Dude, at times I choose the opposite of God. And the only difference is the God I serve, He's patient, man. He's there, waiting. Like, how many times have you, like, thought about, like, doing something bad with your actual earthly parents and they got mad at you for, like, a week? God is exactly the opposite. Like, you sin right now, He's still loving you in the middle of you doing it.
Yeah.
And then the next day, like, He said, I will forget your sins when you repent them. Like, so much beauty in that, bro.
Yeah.
But still, it puts me in my place, bro. I'm humbled.
Yeah.
With how much baggage I've had to bring to Jesus, bro.
Mm.
Like,
so much, man.
What would you say, like, what are the sins that, like, are common in youth generation, in our generation? What are the sins that you say are much more common? Maybe you might have encountered them and you conquered them, but I'm more focused on what's your focus. Like, what's your situational focus when you were in it? Like, how did you get to that point and conquered it?
Well, I don't know if I conquered it, but in the conquering process. I think definitely for a lot of young men, it's lust. Because of, like, the world around us is, like, so, like, pleasing to the eyes, you know? And it's, like, it's interesting to just see, because, like, in 1 John somewhere it says, like, I forgot what it says, but it says, like, the sin, like, the things that are pleasing to the eyes, pleasing to the flesh, and the pride of life. Like, those are, like, the three things. And when the fall first happened, if you read back in Genesis, it says that Eve saw that the fruit was pleasing to the eyes, and was good for food, and it made her feel like, oh, she can actually take it, because she wanted to know the difference between good and evil. So it's those three things. So part of it is just being aware of, like, where are you looking at? Like, where are you looking? Where are your thoughts focused? And to answer your question, like, I think for me, it's maybe, like, sometimes I feel prideful. Like, I think I'm better than people. And sometimes, you know, just, like, I smoke sometimes and, like, do like, all those things. You guys know now.
Yeah, it's out there.
But you know, it's a constant struggle. And I think there's, I mean, for us, there's some sort of gap, or, like, there's some sort of gap that we're trying to fill. And when that gap is not filled, it's automatically filled by your fleshly desire.
That's right.
You know, they're unwanted desires. Like,
And demons are always looking for that empty shell, right?
Yeah. That empty house. But they speak of, like, when, you know, when the seven, when the demons leave and
they
come back and they find the house empty, they're going to come back seven times strong.
That's that's for all Christians, by the way. We're not saying being a Christian is easy. When you find God and then you sin, the demons are out when you're delivered, but when you go back into the same acts, they're going to come back seven times stronger, and that will suck. So yeah, let's just keep that out there. But yeah, Suki, come on.
Felt like, I also like experiencing, you know, like, a lot of sin, like, just like, even like temptations, or like sometimes like having this like anxiety thoughts, or like even depressions, like, like having this like thought on like imposter, like, I don't deserve, like, where I'm not good enough. But like, it's a constant battle, just having. Just to know that, like, all those wicked thoughts, all those, like, weakness, but you have a God, like, who want you and who desire you to turn to Him. Like, every hour, every minute, every second when you have these thoughts, like, coming up, like, like, your default should be God. Like,
that's right.
Your default should be inviting the Holy Spirit in, like, in that moment, in that position, and, like, to strengthen you. And I felt like, I remember in 12 Night Hunger, we talked about this in one of the sermons, like, how formation make it perfect.
Mm.
So like you have to keep practicing it, like mm-hmm. until it is like your absolute default. Like once yeah. I have the thought, like God, you're there. Like that's you don't right, have right. like an empty house anymore. Like in the right. house is your light, and that's right. like where God belongs to.
Yes,
and
that's good.
To add on that, actually, when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, like at the end.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew 26:41,
mm-hmm.
It says, where is it? He returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he says, couldn't you men keep watch for me for just 1 hour? He asked Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer is a very powerful tool to use. It's the most powerful tool to use against temptation. Like when you're tempted,
mm-hmm.
at that point, just stop what you're doing and pray. Be like, you know, I always hear this guy on, he's Father Mark on YouTube.
Okay.
I think he's an Orthodox priest in somewhere in the States. And he's always mentioning the Jesus prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall into temptation, it goes like, just Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, for I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, for I'm your humble and faithful servant. I'm a
mm-hmm.
sinner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just always asking for mercy, always asking for mercy. Just kind of humbles you and be like, okay, have mercy on me because I'm having these thoughts, or because I'm
mm-hmm.
having this temptation, or because
mm-hmm.
I'm going through this.
Right.
So help me, you know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now for help.
Yeah,
and yeah, and also like prayer is a very big subject, man. Because I know that like it might seem like something easy. Like I know some Christians who have been in it for a while and they still can't like pray out loud or like pray to the extent they want.
Yeah.
Like even new Christians as well. Like there's that subject about prayer that's very important. Like you wanna know how to pray,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's the fundamental value of like a Christian, is like you, in your defense you have God who you can talk to, and talking is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And like
yeah.
for me what came easy is like Psalms, bro. I would create my prayers
Psalms.
From Psalms, bro. It comes so easy. And using the word of God is much better, because then God can speak to you through it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like prayer is like I want to like see where your journey had been on prayer. Like, because it's something you perfect as you grow in spirit. Like, where's your faith been in prayer?
Yeah.
Definitely in the beginning, I would like, I would not want to pray,
yeah.
but like when I joined Bible studies, they would make me pray,
mm-hmm.
and then
yeah, I think a lot of people come
to
that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay,
gotta
guess
pray.
I gotta pray, and
Christ
I learned,
is Lord.
Yeah, Christ is Lord, but like I learned that just like a lot of other things, like it's repetition that made me good.
Yeah.
It wasn't even
yeah, yeah,
like
that's good.
It just randomly became good. I just kept doing it, and then as I kept doing it. The words started to come, because
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure a lot of us may get intimidated by those prayer warriors that are
mm-hmm.
like they have the perfect language and they sound poetic, and you may think it has to be
mm-hmm.
this very
yeah.
like what's the right word, just
yeah, like using all the nice vocab and like
yeah.
doing all the nice
mm-hmm.
analogies, and you're like, they're like, what
you're
in
like,
the world is happening? Like, I don't even know where these
bro.
Ideas are coming from.
Yeah,
bro,
I
use slang, and I'm like, God, you're my guy, and I'm like, oh, God, you're my father. Dude, I catch myself sometimes because I get too comfortable, but that's like that's okay, right? I don't know. I don't know about you guys, like.
I think so. I'm
think
like,
good.
God, you
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
Like
it's
when
okay.
he makes a joke, I'm like, God, you funny.
Right?
Like he's our best friend.
Yeah.
He's our father,
yeah.
you know. So it's okay to just
yeah.
pray
yeah.
like with
mm-hmm.
norm. However you speak, of course,
mm-hmm.
like. Maybe have a little bit of respect, but
mm-hmm.
you can use the words you use, like
mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for this food. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to say, Lord, thank you, sanctify this. You could do that if you want.
Yeah.
True.
But you can go simple prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is prayer, and he
yeah.
knows your heart. So
yeah.
that's what matters.
Yeah. That's good. I would like to look at like prayers, like you said, like this small thing, like make prayer a real thing. Like if you're in a moment that feels so real for you,
mm-hmm.
like turn it into a prayer. For example, like you could be in the bus and a guy just comes in the bus and just like completely like sits beside you, and like he just like he's just making sure that you know that he doesn't like you, right?
Mm.
And you can make take that
like,
moment
right? Movies.
You can take that moment and turn it into a prayer. Like, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to feel about this person, but let your will be done, like, about this whole bus journey. I don't feel safe, maybe, or I don't feel comfortable, mm-hmm. but Lord, I want to find comfort in your arms. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like, turn it into a prayer. Like, make it, like, into a habit. Like, prayer, make it a real thing about your life. Make it something that can become a discipline or, like, a habit. And I was talking about this at the Bible study, actually, at the home base.
Okay.
Pastor Brendan says it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He says, you rise or fall to the level of your systems.
Yes.
Like, if you make prayer your system, you will rise and fall to the level of that specific prayer you're making.
Yeah.
And I love that saying so much because it's not limited to prayer. Yesterday, we were talking about what? Like, we're talking about being consistent with home base.
Consistent.
That's a system you can also do, right? And I like that saying. That saying is so versatile because you can use it in different circumstances, including prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make it a system.
Yeah. I love how he was talking about, like, be consistently good, but not occasionally great. Like, when you, like...
you said it, like, when we were talking before this whole thing.
Yeah.
Being like, we're talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He said being consistently good is better than being occasionally great.
Yeah, we're saying that,
We're talking about that.
I love that saying. Pastor Brendan?
Wow. I mean, we're saying he drops some gems.
What?
Like, he just dropped them gems on you. You're like,
I mean, dude, he convicts.
I love my pastor, bro. Like, he's quick to convict, and he's so, when he speaks, bro, he's like, it's like a prayer within itself, bro. Like, he's speaking the word of God, bro.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And it's so deep.
It's like, so practical, it's so,
too. I mean, we remember it now.
Yeah,
it's
so practical. Like, it's a good sermon that you can walk away and then, like, take it with you to soak, like, to sit on there, like, this whole week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
it's actually, And for people who are in Waterloo, Kitchener region, there's a church called Base Church.
Yeah.
Search it up online. That's where we go. If you actually find this video, wherever you are, you'll probably see us there on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Find that church. Trust me, if you're just curious about God in any level,
just come one Sunday for one Sunday.
Just one Sunday. Just
And you're going to keep coming for all of us.
Trust me, it's not even a joke, bro.
It
will
change you.
Yeah, so, like, speaking about, like home bases and, like, just, like, these little small things that we can put in our lives to, like, pervert how we see God. Like, I want to ask, like, how has it done for you? Like, just being, like, around other Christians. Like, that's one of the most important things is that, like, as a Christian, you want to be around like-minded people, Christ-like people.
Yeah.
Like, how has that changed you fundamentally? How has it stopped you from thinking about sin in certain days or, like, just completely eradicating them or conquering? How has people helped you in those moments?
I can start with this. I might make a very bold statement here, but basically,
do you need another emotional support pillow?
No, I think one's enough. It has a couple of drawers.
She has them on her back.
It has a couple of drawers. It's okay. We're gonna open these drawers one by one.
All right, let's hear it.
So,
sure.
My word.
All right, so I've been a Christian my entire life. I grew up Orthodox Christian as an Arab, and my father, there's a lot of people in my family who are actually Orthodox priests, and my dad was actually about to become one.
No.
He went to Orthodox priest, and he had long hair, and he like did all the rituals and stuff. And then, I don't know, he just decided not to when he was like 14.
Mm.
He used to do it when he was young.
Okay.
But I never really understood, like, the faith. I was like, okay, I've heard this statement, like, so many times that it just became, it didn't have any weight anymore. Oh, yeah, Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins, and now we are saved. Okay, and then now what? Like, what am I supposed to do after that? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm still living the way my life is living. I'm still going out. I'm still partying. I'm just living, like, I have no, like, I'm living, like, I'm ignorant of God's truth. Or, like, I know it, but it's like, am I really following that or not? And it's like, I don't know if I am or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell hard, you know, I lost a lot of people in my life, like rumors started to spread and all that. Mm-hmm. And I repented very hard. So my story is kind of like the prodigal son, mm-hmm. went back to God. And that's when I'm like, okay, now I'm all in.
That's right.
I started changing my ways. Mm-hmm. And even like, it didn't happen as soon as I went in. Mm-hmm. As soon as I went in, I was still doing all the worldly stuff. Mm-hmm. But I had just had God in my thoughts. Wow. Slowly,
wow.
He started to work on, you know, the sanctification process. It really is a process. Like, mm-hmm. don't ever expect that it'll happen in, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, like, my third year. People spend, like, 50 years, and they're still getting sanctified.
That's right.
Right?
Wow.
So, then, every single prayer that I've asked for God, He's answered me. Oh, God, give me patience. He's given me patience. Give me wisdom. He's given me wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, you know, boldness in Christ. He's given me boldness in Christ. Mm-hmm. Give me, you know, more an impact, somewhere where I can make an impact. Mm-hmm. And He's given me Base Church.
That's right.
So yes. That's when I'm like, I asked for Christian friends, and He's given me Christian friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after that, because of Home Base, mm-hmm. like, basically now my friends are the people that I see at church. Like, wow. They're basically the Christians. Mm-hmm. So for me, church, yeah, obviously, like, church is like a group of people or a place that we go to. Like, let's think of it practically. It's like a place we go to.
Yeah.
A group of people that we go to and just meet together.
That's right.
So we can actually, you know, praise God, share our faith.
Yeah.
Do the things that Jesus told us to do, or like share mm-hmm. with each other. But for me, the most impact the church has had for me
mm-hmm.
is not the Sunday sermons.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sunday sermons are only going to put a thought in your mind and change the direction. Like, maybe it's going to shift you to change in this direction.
Okay.
But you got to make sure that you have people around you to keep going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just doing this,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm going there, but then something's tugging you there. Because the rest of your week, you're spending it with doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to do this, and then you're going to go back that way.
That's right.
So when I was at Home Base, I was like calling up people throughout the week. Hey, how's your week going? Let's mm-hmm. meet up. Let's talk. Let's share our faith. And they used to hold me accountable to some things. And we used to call out each other for like
mm-hmm.
specific, you know, sins and specific things. Hey, how are you doing today? Let's go to the gym. Hey, let's read the Bible. How are you doing with your studies? How are you doing with that bad habit? You know? And it's mm-hmm. that, it's when you do that,
mm-hmm.
you realize that Christians, this is the bold statement that I'm about to make.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Christians,
mm-hmm.
in my, maybe this was in my experience,
mm-hmm.
but they are sometimes the most annoying people on earth because they don't leave you alone. They're like, I'm not going to leave you until you fix your bad habit or until you do this. And you know what? God is like that. Like, He's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to leave the Israelites to in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to leave, you know, Jonah to, like, go into the, you know, whatever.
He was in Jonah's case, bro.
And He's like, I'm not going to leave you. Like, I'm not done with you.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep chasing after you until you go on the right path again.
Yeah.
And that's the power of Home Base. When I was just surrounded with these people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I literally have nowhere to go. Like, even if I try to step away from them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to call me up and be like, yo, where you been? We need you at church.
Mm.
Or where you been? We need you to, like... How's that going? How's this going?
That's right.
So just being surrounded by that people, I think mm-hmm. that is church for me. Like, just being surrounded by people who know Christ
people
on a weekly and daily basis. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
On a weekly and daily basis.
Yeah.
And Suki was one of them. And now you're going to be one of them because you're joining Home Base.
By
and you
way,
too.
We're
all
in the Home Base, guys.
By the way, Home
yeah.
Base is... It's something, like, you. If you're going to come to our church, you know about it, but Home Base, to just give you a rough idea of what it is when we go to church, we are in the presence of God. Great. But what are you doing during the week, right? Who is
yeah.
there to
yeah.
tell you that, dude, you told me that you were sinning or whatever you're doing, you told me that on Sunday, but who's going to tell you on Monday that, how are you doing now? Home Bases were created to accommodate our space during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when we are not in church, at least we're meeting with the church actual
exactly.
people to hold us accountable to certain things that we go through. Like you mentioned, like we're annoying, bro, because we will
yeah.
hold you accountable to certain things.
Yeah.
If you come to me and you tell me, man, I've been sinning with pride. I feel like I'm better than everyone. I will come. I would definitely call you on a Tuesday randomly and say, "Do you think you're better than me, bro?" Let's pray on it. Let's pray on it. What does the Bible say about pride? What does the Bible say about this?
Exactly.
What did the devil do to be where he is right now? Right? Exactly. It's like, I want to convict you with the Holy Spirit in me and the Holy Spirit in you to the point where, like, I would want you to do the same thing for me. To the point where it actually creates a space in your heart to be within the church confinement outside the church building.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, like... Like, it's really
true.
Yeah, man.
It's really true, and it's like correction is love, and that's like that feeling that we get where we're our friends, our peers who are also fellow believers, when they're constantly reminding us and putting us through that consecration of the word and just reminding us of what the word says. That's like the Lord too. Like he will keep coming back, and sometimes you may want to quench him.
That's right.
When he comes in the spirit and almost like resent that he keeps reminding you that what you're doing is wrong. You know? So it's like, it may feel annoying, but it's love, because when we look back at it, we're like, you know what? I'm so glad that he
just let, it was so didn't necessary. Let me just
be comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's annoying, but it's necessary. Like for some people, like maybe for me, like, because for me, when I think about the Lord, I think about my dad. Like my dad... Sometimes he's just like constantly begging me to do a task, and for me it's like, okay, Dad, I'm gonna do it. And then the day after he's like, "Did you do it?" I'm like, "No." And the day after he's like, "Did you do it? Come on, just do it, man." And I do it, and it's like for me, it's like if I sometimes like maybe that's the way I grew up or something, or maybe it's like my lack of focus or something. If he doesn't do it, I'm gonna end up leaving it to the last day, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh shoot, I didn't do it."
I should have listened to him.
I should have listened, like. It's like God is like
so
just
true.
Do it.
That's good, man. That's beautiful. That's wow. That's just beautiful.
I mean, like, I bet you the Pharisees were thinking the same thing about Jesus. Jesus like just popping out. Oh, this Jesus guy is here all the time, man. Doing miracles and stuff. We don't want him here. You know, it's like, what is this guy doing? He's like staring up people, and people are starting to follow him.
The crowd on the street.
And then, you know, like it just makes sense.
I saw this meme.
It's like this guy. They're just walking. Like, oh, this Jesus guy. Just came. Where'd he come from, man? Like, this guy's just popping up everywhere.
This meme about that. The guy was like, he's a TikToker. He was saying when Pharisees were like just having the best day of their lives, Jesus would pop up and say, "What are you doing, guys?" He'd be like, "What are we doing?" They're like, "Who are you?" He's like, "I'm the law of Moses. I'm supposed to be here when you're having fun." just like that convicting spirit, bro.
Oh,
like,
man.
Dude, it has you. Like, that's the thing. Like, you want people like that. Like, a friend who's always buttering you up and not pointing out your flaws.
Yeah.
That, you need to question that friend if they actually are.
Or is he the true friend?
Like, sometimes, like, you will be in a space where that will be annoying, and sometimes you will withdraw a little bit. I've done that. But what's important is that, like, you need to develop in the ways of God. Like what we're talking about today, sin, like, it's a constant thing in our life, whether you're a Christian or not. Like, you're doing it. You're in the middle of it. But developing yourself in the ways of God, it means that you now have a better equipment, or at least a better way to either avoid it, either tackle it, conquer it, or even completely be submerged in it and still come back to God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're almost to the end of this. Let's just go through our personal Bible verses without opening your Bible.
Oh my God.
Yeah, keep your phone closed. We want to see how close you are to actually reciting it perfectly. I'm going to go first so I can set a standard. Mine is Psalm 34, 17 to 18. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He delivers those who are crushed in spirit." And then it says, in 18, it says, "The Lord delivers the righteous from all their troubles, and he saves them. He saves those who are crushed in spirit." You know what? I need to read my Bible.
The Lord, wait, you got it, bro. You're almost close. Come on.
You're close.
He delivers them from all their
troubles. And then what does it say? Something about.
What?
Something about the bones.
Oh man, you gotta help me out.
Wait, I think I forgot it too.
Oh, look at that.
exactly. It's like the Lord delivers them from all their troubles. Mm-hmm. From all the troubles. It's like something about he will save all his bones, not one of them will be broken.
Yes!
Something like that.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes! Wow. Wow. Yeah, so I set a standard. So now, off to the next person.
Oh my.
Angel, tell us.
I remember a part of this verse, but it's like a righteous man will fall 7 times, and but he'll get up 8.
You better get those numbers right.
I need to get those numbers right, but that's to paraphrase, you know, and I think that's very related, like very relevant to this conversation of sin
yeah.
And not like
don't give up.
Not the end.
Get up on the
you know
time,
every time you get up, you'll always be more stronger, just like what Sugi was talking about earlier. It's a process, and as you go on, you'll fall less far down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be that checkpoint you left on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's good. I love that.
I love that.
All right, Joe.
Me?
You know what? Suki. Let's
oh,
do
wow.
Suki, first. Suki
okay.
looks excited.
I'm trying to, like,
she's thinking
side it, like, from my brain.
Come on, Suki.
My favorite verse is, like, Philippians 4:13. I know my verses.
I was about to say that, but I forgot
it's
it, so
my
I chose
favorite.
Another one.
It's my favorite.
Wait. Philippians
4:13. All-time favorite.
Is it the...
I can do all
things
in
strength.
That's an easy
actually, W. It's actually, like, it's so relatable to, like, what we talk about, like,
that's
today.
Right.
And, like, in all your weakness, God is there. And, like, all you need to do is, like, unblind the mind, unblind your eyes, like open your eyes to like ear to like to sense that he is there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And having a community, like what we talked about, like it's a community where like having all the Christians coming into here and then hold you accountable and like where you can turn to like for lights. Because when I first joined a small group or like home base or a Bible study group, I was very like lukewarm like attitude, like but like until like one point like I was curious, like that curious just developed like with that consistency you showing up, and you curious like why there's so much joy and peace in people coming into this place.
That's right.
And that's light, and then you want that like in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what we talked about, how like you know habits not like develop like over a day.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like year, like could be like decades, could be like 50 years. People are still like sanctification, like journey, and like just holding still, like having people around you to growing together in faith, because we're not like perfect. And we're all growing like along the journey, like together.
That's right.
Together.
Yeah, that's just like a beauty of like Christ, like how like we're having this community to like glorify him and pulling out that action in his in the Christ. So like that's something like to think about. I don't know if you guys like saw this like meme or like a video on like, you know, you're like a black like black bottle of water.
Oh yeah, and then
like the healing process, even like the sanctification process. It's not like you're gonna pour out like the whole like water, like all the dirty water, and then like have a new one. It's a process of like the
constant being
the constant
by the
fuel by the like clean water, and then like the color of the water like go lighter and lighter.
Oh, I know
lighter
what you're talking
lighter,
about.
Yeah.
And then it
totally
become like clear.
Yeah.
Like have you guys ever
what
saw
is this, like
this
a
videos?
Black solution in a like a cylinder, and the more you add the good stuff, the more clear it is.
Yeah,
and
like water, like the feeling of like the sanctification, like journey of that, and like the whole process of sitting here, I was always like referring to that. Like that's how like the walking Christ, you're never perfect, but like holding on, like having people hold you accountable in this community of Christ, you're becoming a light. Mm-hmm. And, like,
yes.
Like, you're changing, like, in a way, like, mm-hmm. either you sense it or not, but, like, there could be one day you walk out, like, to contact someone, like, you haven't contacted in 10 years, it will mm-hmm. be like, hey, I think you changed so much, like, that's in right. a good way. Mm-hmm. And, like, why you just have so much joy and peace in your heart.
Exactly.
And because
why?
You soak yourself, because you're choosing yourself, like, mm.
in that moment.
In that moment, and, like, choosing people around you to hold you accountable in Christ. So, yeah.
That's good. I love that, Sophie.
Yeah,
that is
so good.
Honestly, I set a standard that you guys just exceeded it. Both of you guys. You just went in depth about, like, wow. I'm like, I'm going to have to double back. Your turn.
My turn? Mm-hmm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down. I'm going to write the site the whole thing.
Yeah.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He leads me beside quiet waters.
That's right.
He refreshes my soul or restores my soul. Mm-hmm. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. Mm-hmm. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, mm-hmm. I will fear no evil. Mm-hmm. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Mm-hmm. You set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Mm-hmm. And you anoint my head with oil. Mm-hmm. My cup overflows. Mm-hmm. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, mm-hmm. and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Wow.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
Also,
song.
FYI,
so he's the best.
he's a cheat code because he can recite like a whole chapter.
No, not a whole chapter.
Like, I've heard him before. He's like, do you know Psalm 74? What Psalm was it? He's like, I can say it all. And he did it in front of me. I'm like, what?
I don't know.
So
I had
a
phase. You know, at that phase when I was memorizing Psalms, mm-hmm. I felt closer. Like, I definitely felt mm-hmm. closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was like I would like just spend like 1 hour, like 30 minutes or so, and mm-hmm. just memorize a Psalm. Just like memorize the first verse.
Okay.
And then like repeat it like 10 times.
Okay.
And then memorize the second verse, and then mm-hmm. repeat the first verse and the second verse. And then memorize the third verse, and then repeat the first, second, third, until you do the whole thing.
Mm,
and I just had a list of all the ones that I was memorizing, mm-hmm. and at some point, some days I would just like spend like throughout my day while I'm just going, I would just be reciting all those psalms inside my head, and it would be like so mad. Like I felt like I was with God like the entire time. Like Jesus was right beside
that's
me
beautiful.
The entire time.
Okay, dude, that's
they're so wonderful. Like I would encourage you guys to do it.
I aspire to be like that.
Come on, next right? podcast.
Yes, I'm gonna receive it. More.
What's it
you
gonna
know,
be about?
It's gonna be called. Or, it's called. What can we do better? So, you know what? I gotta look at it because we have it on the computer. So give me a second.
Okay.
I can't recite my Bibles. I can't even recite what's happening next. Let me do that. What it takes to be a child of God.
Mm.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The standards. Of being a child
the
of
standards.
God. Wow. I honestly, I'm nervous for this one. Because I don't know what it takes to be where I'm at right now, bro. Wow. But the good thing is that we're going to research all these things. I'm going to talk to a pastor, bro, during the week. That's the good thing about it. I'm going to talk to the pastor and, like, ask him, like, you are a child of God as much as I am. Like, how are you where you are and how I'm. Like, what's the difference here? What's the gap?
Yeah.
What did you do to fill that gap with the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the next topic. But during the week, Andrew is going to be doing this with me. I don't know about you guys' schedules yet, but we're going to be going to Uptown Waterloo, find three people to talk to. And if you're hearing this, it might actually be too late because we probably have posted that with it. But we're going to find three people. We're going to talk to them. We're going to ask them, like, if they're a Christian, it would be wonderful. But we're going to ask them, what does it take to be where you are right now, man?
Yeah.
Like, the hard question right off the bat. And then we're going to use it to kind of fill into what we're going to build up in that video.
Nice.
But,
that's
the premise.
So good.
Yes, stay
cool.
tuned. But
excited.
I want to give one more so I can give a verse that...
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you guys all gave focus.
Show off, but,
okay.
Like, we want that.
Okay, one more I actually remember. Okay, so Matthew chapter 6, verse 34.
Love Matthew.
Don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough troubles of its own. So, like, you have enough struggles and, you know, sin to deal with today.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on that. Don't worry about tomorrow, you know, and just let the Lord guide you. And Take it one day at a time.
Yes. Right. Who of you will add 1 hour to their life by worrying? That's what Jesus said.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. He really said that.
Who of you will add 1 hour to their life? None of you.
That's fast.
There. Exactly. Take that.
That's soaking
That's how I talk to people who worry much. Don't worry, worry. Be like, what are you worrying about? Are you going to add anything to your life by worrying?
That's true.
I love that verse.
Wow, that's a great one, actually.
I love the whole chapter of that. Like, wow. The beginning of that is...
That's the perfect...
Not be worried.
It's the best...
Wow, I love that. Wow. But yeah, just to close off things, I just want to say I'm grateful to you guys to be where we are right now. It takes a lot of conviction to be where we are. It takes a lot of like just effort and everything that is of God to be where we are right now. And I absolutely love you for that, guys. So
love you too, Panache.
Yeah,
I love you too.
This is to this is to sell them into coming next week. So all right, so
we're already sold.
That's good. So yeah, relatables, guys. This is it. Let's close it off. Who's gonna pray? Joe, close it off. You started.
I think someone else should close it off.
What's that?
Should I start it?
I can. Okay. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Okay, you two, you two.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You go.
It's real time. Come on.
You together. Maybe we might be in sync.
Okay. Holy Spirit.
Right.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Lord, we're just so grateful to have the space as a time to come here together and to reveal like all the scriptures that are like Holy Spirit that leading us all the conversations that we're so blessed to having this like podcast to being shoot and just having this conversation over sing today, Lord. And we're just so grateful like that a lot of like questions like coming up for younger adults today and we'll be able to like tackle it like as a younger adult ourselves, like who is also like experiencing like so much like sins, like so much temptation, so much like just constant battle was like not to sin and constantly like battle on like choosing you, Lord. Yeah, Lord, we're just like so grateful like Holy Spirit was like in this conversation today and just so much blessing like is coming through like the answer of like how do we like deal with this and how to like keep us close in the community. And Heavenly Lord, we're just like we just want you to like continue like protecting us and just like blessing us like and letting us know that we're still in your hand and you're like not done with us even like in the sinful moments, even though like when the action was done, like the shameful, like the guilt, and even like when the thought is arising, Lord, let us know that you're still there with us and we're still on your hand, that even we fall but we're falling on your hand, that you're still in control, Lord. Heavenly Lord, we're just like just want to shout out to like Panache and like everyone coming out here today, and like Lord, like keep the thoughts in light and maintain their hearts in like your name and continue to produce like all the fruits that carry out from the sanctification like process, Lord, and to prosper, Lord. Heavenly Lord, we just want to like thank you. We give all the thanksgiving to you. We surrender ourselves like in front of you. We just want to like when we carry on like to the coming week, Lord, we just want you to we just want to feel your presence at all time, like every hour, every minutes, every like seconds, like when the thought comes up, we just want you to keep us still, Lord. To the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together to be vessels that you can use to pour into those who are seeking your face through the Relatables podcast, Lord. And I pray that you know, there was even just one tidbit from this whole conversation that somebody or some people can take from this and keep that in their mind, their heart, and their spirit. And just thank you for letting us pour into those people. And Lord, thank you for using us to give words of encouragement, to remind people that no matter far they feel they are from you, that you are waiting to embrace them and waiting to help guide them, just the same way that you've helped guide us. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Wow,
just want to say one last thing, guys. Don't none of you think that we are better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
All of this happened just because of the Lord. Like, all the things that we know, all the Bible verses that we pulled up, all this knowledge that we have, we didn't do it by ourselves. None of it. We did nothing of it by ourselves. Like, we only went to Jesus, and he was the one that filled us.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that gave us wisdom. He was the one that did all of this. So all praise to him and all glory to him.
That's
and
right.
him alone.
Yeah.
That's right.
None of us. It's none of anything. We wouldn't have been alive today if it weren't for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how much the glory and the praise is all to him, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it.
Wow. That's good.
Wow.
Let's go. All
right, now let's see.
Relatable.
Let's see if things are actually recording.
Wait,
you want to go?